This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Miss Greenwood. You can find her on Instagram and YouTube at Miss Greenwood. Her first poetry book, Polly Poetry, is out now. It depicts her emotional journey of the last 4 years with all the ups and downs of love. Unfinished Men by Miss Greenwood. I can no longer burn for two, and certainly not for three. It's that truth which might shake your comfort zone, but in the end, it sets me free. Seeing potential without any action leads to some sad and mad dissatisfaction. I've seen potential, yes, but without any action, it becomes a ghost. A haunting echo of an almost love, you know, that kind of love that hurts the most. No, my loves, you are not evil. You're only weak. You were never cruel, just not complete. Too afraid to rise, too fragile to meet. Too insecure for my love to carry, which you actually never really had to seek. Too anxious to change what always worked for you, but actually never really did. Your lack of affection was what led to our dynamics and imbalanced interaction, I have to admit. You're a shadow that makes promises it never intends to keep. A shadow from which I could only guess where it comes from or where it goes. But never becoming really deep. Your ease became a weight on my wings meant to fly, too light to hold me, too slow to try. Your shallow depth has become weight upon my free and wild wings, easy, relaxed, attached, but without any strings. Easiness can turn heavy when it carries what's always been unsaid. All the feelings you've buried and all the truths you've left for the dead instead. Easiness too heavy to carry, or could it be my own? The perception of all those feelings you hid, never capable of truly being shown. This is my female rebirth after a sexual but asexual heartbreak of mine. I rise in all my female energy and learn again how to be mine. I rise, not angry, but finally whole. I love myself more than your almosts, your perhaps. Your self-soothing roles. I love myself more than all of your, well, let's sees. More than all out of your commodiousness arising maybes. I love my fire more than your promising, but actually cold breezes of unapproachable aloofness mess. Yes, I found you both attractive. Thought we might align. I tried, I reached, I danced towards hope, but none of you ever truly met mine. Damn, I found you two so attractive. Was really convinced you'd be a good match. I dared to come closer. I tried. Even if it meant some hopelessly hopeful and desperate fight. But I've never experienced any success in that. Since your mental cage and fear is everything you've ever had. Would never want to hate you for something I've done to myself for many years. I still love in spite of your deepest chaos bringing fears. Now I know, I will not hate you for what I allowed. I will simply stop burning where there is no fire but only doubt allowed. I loved, I love. Those were my deeds. I just need to stop loving against myself and my very own needs. I've stopped asking myself, and believe me, I too often did. On my patio, sitting out there writing from my heart, and from my most loving mind. I've stopped asking myself, sitting on my patio all by myself and all alone, will you ever rise to meet me? Or must I finally rise on my own? Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.